Darkness of death, back to life. good evening. To each and one of you on this night of nights. It is Halloween. It is also the tail end of our WFMU Hellraiser. You know what that means. We need your help to meet our goal. Please check out the homepage, WFMU. Smash that donate button on this spooky of spooky evenings. Perhaps the spookiest. So you know what the deal is. You're listening to The Eternal Now here on WFMU. My name is Andy Ortman. Concocting, cantankerous noises and bumps in this night for your pleasure. Enough talking. Up next, Peter Zinoyev. We're going to hear Angus die.
Oh, Was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The wolfman was there, the monster was there. The only normal person there was me. A vampire named Perkins was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks, Igor! Igor! What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but they use her pool less than they ought to. When her guests dive in there, they just disappear. 'Cause she uses acid, not water! For dessert, there was cardboard confetti and broom straws from a witch named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tastes very much like spaghetti!
Anguish and terror are powerful words, but more than words, the chill language of living images shows that the mask of Satan is a picture of unparalleled emotion. It tells a tale of a strange, dark fascination set in a spine-chilling atmosphere of fear.
Did you know that Satanists hold regular worship services? Well, they do. These worship services are usually held in dismal secret settings, such as in a basement, a barn, a cave, or an abandoned mine, or an abandoned warehouse somewhere. Candles provide the only lighting, and satanic symbols are everywhere. Pentagrams, upside-down crosses, goat heads. The priest and his helpers are often attired in dark hooded robes, and usually a naked woman lies on her back across a worship altar during the entire length of the service. Drugs, dancing, and sex acts are common in satanic worship services. Perverted behavior is condoned, and homosexual activity is rampant. This is all a tribute to the glorification of the carnal pleasures. It's the old rule of indulgence. Satanists even take communion. But the communion cup is a mixture of human blood and animal blood and urine with wine. And they do unspeakable things to the communion bread. Usually these defiled elements are served in silver cups and on silver trays stolen from local churches. So Satanists have their own Bible, and Satanists hold their own worship services. Third little known fact, Satanists frequently offer up blood sacrifices. And I hope you have strong stomachs, because this is the part where my research became sickening. In fact, one of my research assistants had some real trouble working through reams of material, and even had some unpleasant dreams about the stuff. But you should know, Satan worshipers frequently participate in blood rituals, where, for starters, small domestic animals like cats and dogs are ceremoniously and slowly stabbed to death, tortured on the worship altar, and then each worshiper is required to handle the entrails and then to taste the blood. Over time, the more aggressive Satanist groups move on to larger animals like pigs and calves. A farmer stopped me after the service last night from out of state and said that he had a friend whose herd of sheep were normally reduced by several dozen over the course of a year, and he couldn't figure out where they were going, and finally he called the police. The police tracked it down to a little Satanist group that would come and steal his sheep and offer them as blood offerings, where they would handle the entrails and then taste the blood. This kind of thing is very common, documented by police reports. But where the whole thing spins off into an unbelievably demonic twilight zone is the ritual bloodletting and sacrificing, hang on, of human beings. That's right. And usually it's the young children of family members who are a part of the group itself. Sometimes, though, it's children kidnapped by group members for the express purpose of spilling their blood and ultimately offering them as sacrifices to Satan. And if you say this morning, "I don't believe it," then I would say I can understand you making that statement. because you're just where I was 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I was the embodiment of the statement, if ignorance was bliss, I'm smiling from ear to ear. I had no idea. I thought everybody was being an alarmist on this subject matter, but a lot has changed in 3 years in my life.
Okay, there's two from Bruce.
Fire, whatever.
Power in hell given is so near, and he is master. Help me, oh help me believe it is Satan here for me. Okay, now the next one. Let's listen to Peter Frampton.
Whatever the title is. Now this one, listen especially to the background singers, and they're going to be saying, let me stand next to your fire, let me stand next to your fire over and over again, so obviously it's going to be repeating something over and over again backwards, so... See if you can figure out what they're saying backwards over and over again.
Take the skin off.
You skin the baby? You take the baby's skin off? Do you feel remorse? Have you told the police?
I had to, or I'd be killed like the babies.
Sickening, so incredibly outrageous, so incredibly unbelievable.
I am Criswell. For many years I have told you the almost unbelievable related the unreal and showed it to be more than fact. Now I tell you a tale of the Threshold people. So astounding that some of you may faint. This is the story of those in the twilight time. Once human, now monsters, in a world between the living and the dead. Monsters to be pitied. Monsters to be despised.
Thank you. dare you to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, the first movie ever filmed in Hollywood's latest miracle, Fantastic Horror Vision. You'll be petrified as fiendish movie monsters actually become alive, then crash right out of the screen, run into the audience, and carry screaming girls from their seats right back into the picture, become part of the movie, never to be seen alive again. They might choose you. We warn you, this is not 3D. The movie monsters actually become real flesh and blood. See what happens when the pajama party girls meet the Mad Doctor's girl-crazed monsters. 1,001 exciting scenes, on screen and right in the audience alive. All in the world's weirdest movie, The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, in horror vision and color.
On stage, first time here, three all-new Super Shock Shows. Stage show number one, from beyond the grave, it's Dr. Evil and his Terrors of the Unknown. Unlike anything you have ever seen before, the theater is turned into a graveyard. Your seats become coffins. Weird creatures sit next to you and put their cold, clammy hands around your throat and whisper things in your ears. Live snakes roam up and down the aisles. Inhuman monsters run loose in the audience and cut off the heads of beautiful girls. It's weird and unbelievable. Plus, stage show number two. See in person The Mummy and King Kong. Famous Hollywood gorilla. Real and alive. We can't advertise what The Mummy does when he grabs beautiful slave girls and the lights go out. But wow, something you never dreamt you'd see anywhere. Warning, girls should not come alone. You will have nightmares for a week. However, the theater management will stop the show anytime it becomes too scary. All on stage, in person. Plus, a horrific screen program. We dare you to sit through all the shows. And if you do, you win a free shrunken head or living skeleton.
Oh. Yes. Sure, Nostradamus. Come on, open it.
Sure. Come on, let's get out of here. This place has given me the creeps.
Hey, use this iron bar. What are you screaming for? You knocked it over.
No.
Oh, sorry.
It fell by...
It's okay.
Sure.
My name's George.
Mine's Cheryl.
Stand back while we work on this.
Cheryl, if I have a heart attack, it's your fault.
Great movie, huh?
Hey, no, just an old book. Assuming nothing clogged. Let me see it.
Well, what's it say?
It's in Latin. I can't figure it out. Yes, I can. Wait a second. It's written by Nostradamus. Something about demons.
Look, bring it with you, but can we go now?
No, just a second. It says here that demons are instruments of evil.
Trick or treat.
Don't do that.
How do I know?
Whoever wears it becomes a demon.
How do you know?
It says here whoever wears it becomes a demon. And an instrument of evil.
Yeah, sure.
Now we know why you look so good.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
He will spread pestilence and contaminate the world. Remember that inscription outside?
They will make cemeteries their cathedrals and tombs your cities.
Hey, your cheek's bleeding. You must have scratched yourself when you took the mask off.
Thank you. How to see ghosts or surely bring them to you. This part of the book is for children who were born in the morning or around lunchtime. If you were born at midnight, some say just at twilight, you were probably born with the gift of being able to see ghosts and other spirits and don't have to be told how. Of course, all cats, dogs, horses, and roosters can see ghosts, but lots of people cannot see ghosts, even though they can usually hear them. And lots of people don't believe in ghosts because they say they never saw one. So anyone who wants to see a ghost, here's how. If you really mean it, if you really want to see a ghost, go walk around a grave 12 times backward, and the ghost will rise and ask you what you want. Some people say that just walking around the grave will raise the ghost, and some say you have to do it backward 12 times. Or if you want to summon some one particular ghost, go to his grave at night and call him by name. He will rise and tell you what you want to know. Some ghosts can be summoned by music. If you sing or play some piece of music or some special musical instrument that someone loved, especially during life, the ghost will come to see you. Some people say that you can raise a ghost by whistling. You might, and you might not. It has happened. Once a man was walking along a road at night, whistling some tune, and a ghost fell into step beside him, whistling the same tune. You can call back some loved ghost by too much grief and weeping. Almost any ghost will come back to comfort those they love and stop their weeping. The poor souls cannot rest if you weep too much. They will come back and beg you to let them rest. You can become a ghost seer by looking in through a hole in a coffin. This is especially true in some far northern countries, like Lithuania, for instance, where people leave little windows in the coffin so the dead can see out. You can see ghosts and spirits by peering at them from between a dog's ears. It is well known that dogs can see ghosts. So if you look steadily from between a dog's ears in the direction the dog is looking, you will see the same ghost he sees. You can see ghosts sometimes if you gaze steadily through a ring. If you look through a keyhole, you'll either see a ghost or the devil. In fact, there's no telling what you might see. Better not. Just say you aren't scared. Just say how brave and nonchalant you'd be if you ever saw a ghost, and see what happens.
The castle's been gloomy every night. Count Dracula's been keeping out of sight. He's been away a long, long time. I had to make a record with a friend of mine.
Drax back! Drax back!
Castle's really jumping every night.
Drax back!
They're doing the drag with Drax.
Igor's enchained and he's doing it right.
The time to really shake them down.
The zombies and werewolves are having a ball.
It's mashed potato time.
Drax looking for his wife all over the hall.
Vampira, where are you?
Well, Vampira's getting up and she's raring to go.
I'm thirsty, make mine tight go.
Ah, there you are, my darling. So nice to see you again.
Ah, my dear, we've all missed you so. But tell me, where is your friend the monster? Wasn't he supposed to come too?
Ah, yes, but he has become a big record star. And tonight, he's going to appear on the Jackie Gleason show.
Everybody's up and they're starting to run. Cause they can't get caught by the sun.
Good night, my friends.
Darling, what is the number of your private line?
It's Creekwood 45789.
You can call me up and have a day, any old time.
You know, darling, I like this vocal group. They sing from the jugular vein.
I'm so glad you enjoyed them, my darling.
But I am hungry. You got anything to eat?
Oh, my dear, have a heart.
I think I will.
My dear, you look so tired. Your coffin's all prepared. Won't you get some rest?
Yes, I haven't had a good day's rest in weeks.
Come, my darling.
Good night, my friend.
The children had a party.
It's party time.
It was all those coming out party. But it was so much fun. They laughed and laughed and laughed. That is, until all those friends dropped in. Children shouldn't play with dead things.
Okay, we're back. Boys and ghouls. Hair tingling, so indeed. We just heard there from Billy DeMarco and Count Dracula with Drax back. Not his front, but his back. From 1960, brought to you by Keefe Co. Records. Just in front of that, of course, every year, Vincent Price. How to See Ghosts, or Surely Bring Them to You, is the name of that. A Horn Book for Witches, an LP from 1976. Seek it out if you dare. And just in front of that, we heard from Demons, the movie, 1985. Claudio Simonetti, of course, also from Zaban Goblin. And just in front of that, we heard some cut up, mixed up stuff from Negative Land, Backmasking, and Rivera. Excerpted from their Helter Stupid Over the Edge remix. Over the Edge, of course, being their radio show. Just before that, we heard a hot take from Bill Hybels, Secrets of Satan Worship. How illuminating. In front of that, Peter Fromater, Homoculus Part 1, from his album Homoculus 1. Just before that, we heard from the brothers Guido and Maurizio De Angelis from the soundtrack Torso. A psychosexual thriller. The track there was Machalia. Let me do this again. Marcella Azione. It's about as good as it's going to get. Before that, Hans Conried and Alice Pierce from the album Monster Rally. We heard their Dinner with Drac. A lot of Drac heavy tonight. Just before that, Andrea Sentazzo from his album Ictus. We hear an excerpt of Ode to Nazim Hikmet. In front of that, we did hear from Coil, Hellraiser, hint, 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 from their Hellraiser, themes of Hellraiser 10-inch, maybe 1990, I think that came out. We heard there from the Hellraiser main title. And boy, oh boy, did we start it off with Peter Zinoviev, Angus Dye. And that brings us to the very end of a very lovely episode. I hope you have a very spooky time tonight. Whatever it is you're going to do. Leave you with a little something. My treat. You have been listening to The Eternal Now. I'm Andy Ortman for WFMU.org.
Swing your arms up to your head, both ways like you see him do.